Welcome. I wanted to do one recap meditation of the past 6 months and what goes into trust. So whether or not you heard all of the meditations in Trust Your Journey or just a few, I think you'll get a lot out of today. Now, yesterday was Father's Day. I was on a road trip with my son, 8 hours across the desert. I dropped him off so he could spend a week with his grandparents in California. And during this road trip, I had a chance to let my mind unravel. I listened to this podcast with Dan Buettner. He's the guy who came up with the Blue Zones, which are these places around the world with an extraordinary amount of people who live to 100 years old and beyond. And the podcast interviewer asked Dan Buettner, "How did you get into this career of exploration?" And Dan Buettner said when he was in his early 20s, he wanted to be in the Guinness Book of World Records. So he went on the longest bike ride from the very northern tip of Alaska to the bottom of Argentina. It took 10 months, 15,000 miles. Along the way, he learned so much about all the people he came in contact with. And he really took away 3 life-changing lessons from that trek, which grounded him in the rest of his journey. And those 3 lessons struck me as the 3 building blocks to an enduring trust. So number 1, Dan Buettner talked about appreciation. He saw life in all these different countries, and you realize how good we've got it in America. I shared with you on day 33, the big rewards in life can only come when we understand that they're built by small rewards. If you're in a place in life where the big things are never showing up for you, it's probably because you, like me, forget the big things are built of little things. And in this meditation, day 33, I talked about Dr. B, and during his training in China, it was all about the basic foundation of appreciation. Things that most of us never think about. You're on this planet Earth, which is the perfect distance from the sun, allows life to exist. You have hands, which you can move and allow you to explore. You woke up today. This basic level of appreciation, so easy to overlook, and yet it's the foundation of trust. Number 2, endurance. Dan Buettner talks about this 15,000-mile journey and building capacity for endurance and hardship. Right now, we're looking at 1 to 2 years of this pandemic. It's not going away tomorrow. We're in the thick of it. It's a lot. And Buettner talked about how those who have a capacity for endurance and some degree of hardship will come out of this pandemic a new and better person. But of course, endurance is not really part of the American lifestyle. Convenience, yes, but not endurance. And something I try to build into these meditation journeys, it's 6 months long. Do you have the endurance to stick with it? And if you don't stick with it, no problem. Can you come back to it? Endurance requires you to come to life differently, to breathe deeper, to go slower, to take time to get the bigger picture. And those very same things go into trust, to breathe deeper, to go slower, to take time to get the bigger picture. And number 3, empathy, to turn on your heart. Dan Buettner talks about all these people all over the world whom he connected with on this trek, to be able to come to a person, a situation, a moment, and connect through your heart. On day 52 of Trust Your Journey, I shared with you the story of Chris Bianco. He owns a few restaurants here in Phoenix. He's won a James Beard Award. And when the pandemic started and he had to shut down all his restaurants, he shared this really heartfelt message with the community. And it's the one restaurant in Phoenix that we're going back to right now because you know there's just such a heart behind that restaurant. And how can you trust without the fullness of your heart? And yet we all go through so many days with our minds busy and distracted, and our heart is half on, half off, kind of lost in the equation. Turn on your heart. And those three pieces together are the building blocks to a healthy sense of trust. And in moments where we forget trust, we lose trust, we get super worried or afraid, and trust goes by the wayside, come back to appreciation of the little things. That's your foundation. Make that shift into endurance where you breathe deeper, go slower, take time to get the bigger picture, and turn on your heart. How can you trust without the fullness of your heart? So take a moment to get more comfortable. Find your breath. And each morning I do my meditation about 4:30 a.m. It gets light early here in Arizona in the summer. I go out to my altar that I've told you about in previous meditations. First, I light the sage, and then I call out my team on the other side by name. My grandparents who have passed away, my wife's grandparents. And I ask them for strength and health and peace and joy. And lastly, I ask them for trust, because trust is a superpower. The world does not teach trust. Trust is not on the news. You're not going to hear trust in these upcoming presidential election speeches. But the most beautiful part of you, your highest self, lives and breathes trust. We just have to reach for it. We have to call it by name. So let's come to our centering thought. Trust your journey. Trust your journey. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. Trust your journey. Thank you. If your attention wandered, trust your journey. Coming back to the moment. The three building blocks to trust. Something to remember in those moments when you forget how to trust or why to trust. Or that trust even exists. Number one, appreciation of the little things. That's your foundation for trust. Number two, endurance. So important right now to build your capacity for endurance and a little bit of hardship. And we do that by breathing deeper, going slower, taking time to get the bigger picture. And number three, empathy. Turn on your heart. How can you trust without the fullness of your heart? Remember, trust is not in the news. It's not taught in popular culture. It won't be in these election speeches. Trust is a superpower, only known by the most beautiful part of you, your highest self. You have to reach for it. Call it by name. Trust your journey. I'll see you soon. Peace.
Men and